New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. New Hampshire Property Records Search Tool launches for deeds, permits, and owner lookup. A new online resource lets users check New Hampshire property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in NH can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records across the state. Bookmark https://newhampshire.propertychecker.com/ for quick property record lookups on your next listing or transaction. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. 2026 NH Realtor Commission Update: What Pros Need to Know. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in New Hampshire and how they can save money. Commission structures directly affect how NH agents position their value and compete for listings in a shifting market. Review the full commission breakdown at https://w.realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission-in-New-Hampshire/ to benchmark your own pricing strategy. New Hampshire Real Estate Headlines. Navigating New Home Construction Permitting in NH, a Builder's Guide. Chinberg has published a guide outlining the layers of zoning laws and building codes builders must navigate for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals need to understand construction timelines and regulatory hurdles to set accurate client expectations and identify development opportunities. Review the full permitting guide at chinberg.com/new-home-construction-in-NH/ to better advise buyers and sellers on new construction timelines. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context: why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool and is not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.